It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Prudence Show and 97.1 FM Talk. Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today. Hope your Monday is starting off well. I'm still trying to get back in the week, you know, get my feet back under me.
Yeah.
Whenever you go out of town like that and you do a quick down and up, you just kind of feel discombobulated for a little bit.
I agree.
I got to get back in and get back into the flow. You know, we were talking about voting earlier with Kurt Barr, and you were seeing a ton of people just excited to vote. And it's not just here. I mean, we talked about before, like Georgia is celebrating record voting. Every day, it seems like there is another record that they have going on in the state of Georgia and other states around the country. People are excited about voting, and it's going Trump's direction. I'm not going to take a victory lap yet because former state senator Chuck Gross told me when I first started running for office, there's only two ways to run, unopposed and scared, and that's it.
Yeah.
So if you have someone running against you, you better work really hard and don't take anything for granted. So what I would encourage everybody, the big thing right now is get out the vote. If you know people who are talking about, I don't think my vote really matters. It does. Get them out there and make sure that they go vote. I'm sorry that there's some long lines at some of the places and you have to wait in line to go vote. But I'm thankful that there are so many people excited about voting that we have the lines.
Agreed. What did he say about the machines and they keep it and they don't count it until later? I was fascinated by that.
So they start counting the mail-in ballots as soon as the polls open. But the other ballots that you do in person, they don't tabulate those. They don't pull the numbers off the machine until after 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
So and definitely don't share any numbers until after 7 o'clock is when they're going to start doing all that.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
It is. And what I'm encouraged about, though, if you are a 97.1 listener, I'm going to guess you're probably conservative or you just like to tune in and be aggravated by listening to conservatives talk. It's probably one of the two. But when you are St. Louis's home for conservative talk, you know what you're going to get here. And welcome to the Republican channel. That's really where we are these days. I am excited about how things are breaking for Donald Trump. You know you need 270 electoral votes to be able to win. But it's these last couple of weeks where you start seeing trends. The people who are undecided, and God love you if you are undecided. Why the hell you're undecided? I have no idea. I mean, this is as clear of an A-B choice that we have had in my lifetime. It's the first time we had a former president that you sat through 4 years with them.
True.
And then you have another administration that you just sat through 3.5, almost 4 years with them. You know what you're going to get from both these people.
Did you happen to watch that Joe Rogan podcast with Trump?
So we got some of the bites from that. I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet. Did you?
I watched a good chunk of it, and it was fantastic.
I've watched pretty much the entire thing as well, and I can back. It was phenomenal.
It really was.
Watching it live, I was like, this might be, like, if, depending. I mean, there was over 1 million viewers.
Yes.
24 hours into it.
Joe Rogan has a larger audience than network news.
Of course.
I said, this could be something that, I mean,
because
completely seals the deal for Trump.
I agree. Really, I totally agree, Ethan. And because he was Trump talking like, you know, being interviewed by someone who is a person, who speaks like a person, to Trump, who then can be a person, who was discussing all kinds of stuff you didn't know about. We could pay down the debt if we would drill our own oil. Right?
Right.
Would provide that. And he talked about Biden on the first day, switched that. Nope, no drilling. So there was informative stuff. And then you got to see Trump knows all kinds of stuff, is so well informed. And all Kamala Harris does is say, Trump's bad, Trump's bad. I mean, the difference is stark.
I think it would help Trump to get more of these Joe Rogan type things out there.
Yes.
Because when he does interviews like that, people tend to like him more.
Yes.
The difference is when Kamala Harris does more interviews, her numbers go down.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's one of those kind of things of, you know, the more I get to know you, the less I like you.
I'll say this too. A lot of people give Trump and Vance now flack because of everything that happened with the 2020 election, January 6th,
right.
They had the opportunity to dive into a little bit why Trump thinks that that was a stolen election still. And
he
said that we could do another separate entire podcast on the evidence that there is to show that this was stolen from me. But they went into a couple of the different things. And it was refreshing because you hear people bring it up, but they never give Trump actual time to share his reasoning. And then he's judged for it. But actually hearing some of the evidence that he pulled, it was very interesting. I would be really intrigued if they did at some point a part two, and who knows if they will, but to actually hear some more of that reasoning, that would be really fascinating
to
me.
The thing I like about Trump more now than before is when he's doing more of these Joe Rogan type interviews, he comes across so much better.
Yep.
You know, he's like, Sue, what you were saying, he's very personable and he sounds like a real person.
Correct. And when interviewed by someone who knows how to do that properly, then it really comes out. And he's so funny.
It's the difference.
This is what you forget. I mean, he is just so funny.
Well, and Rogan talked about his comedic timing.
Yes.
And how he comes off on that. Play that bite.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
One of the beautiful things about you is that you free ball. Like, you get out and you do these huge events and you're just talking and you're making, we've highlighted you on the show. He did this Biden impression where he's walking around, he doesn't know what he's doing. It's funny. It's stand up. It's funny stuff. But it's like and you were making fun of Elon one time. You were doing an Elon impression. It's great. You have like comedic instincts. Like when you said to Hillary, you'd be in jail. Like, that's great timing.
Yeah.
But it's like that kind of stuff was unheard of as a politician. Like, no one had done that. And I think,
you know, it's funny. You need at least the attitude of a comedian when you're doing this business. This is a very dangerous business. First of all, it's a very tough business. When
it's the most dangerous business.
Yes, the most. Well, for a job?
Yes. I mean, other than going to war and being a firefighter or being a cop.
Yeah.
It's the most dangerous business.
It's the most dangerous. Being president is the most dangerous.
Especially you.
Yeah, especially when your name's Donald Trump, because what we've seen is people actually shoot at you.
Exactly. And they showed him the scar and did that whole thing. But I think part of the problem, of course, is that people who don't like Trump, who are terrified, always a dictator, always what, take everything that he says. I'm not even sure they listen to him say it, but they take it from the media who gives him sound bites and says, oh, he's, well, it's completely out of context.
Right.
Half the time he's joking, if not more. But nobody appreciates that on the other. They instead just take it as, oh, gosh, he's 100% serious.
This audio, I mean, could some people that are kind of down the middle of the lane and not sure where to go, listening to this and actually hearing the real Donald Trump and not what the media feeds you, it could be game changer for some of these swing voters. Yeah.
I agree.
Things are going in his direction, and the thing that really plays that up is Steve Kornacki, NBC, was talking, NBC now, this is not Trump territory, right?
Right.
And he does a good job of breaking down the numbers, and this is what he had to say, 27.
I don't want to overstate it, but at the same time, it's hard to ignore these four. The CNBC poll came out the other day, has Trump ahead by 2. The Wall Street Journal poll, Trump ahead by 3. These are national numbers. CNN and the New York Times, a tied race. CNN, a tied race. The significance here is broader movement. Again, we're seeing in Trump's direction.
Do we have time to play those, Federan? I know we need to get to Frank here in just a little bit.
Yeah, we could do them quick.
So I was listening to John Fetterman, so Pennsylvania senator, who, you know, for a while we were like, this guy's special needs with the stuff that he had going on. But something in his stroke, I guess, has turned him to be more Republican friendly because he keeps saying things that are very positive to Trump. And I want to play all three of those back to back. Here's John Fetterman in a interview that he had.
You've said that Trump has a special connection with the people 100%. Of Pennsylvania. Why? What is it that you see that he appeals to in your state?
There's a difference between not understanding, but also acknowledging that it exists. And anybody spends time driving around and you can see the intensity. It's astonishing. It's astonishing. I was doing an event in Indiana County, very, very red, and there was a superstore of Trump stuff, and it was 100 feet long, and it was dozens of t-shirts and hats and bumper stickers and all kinds of, I mean, it's like, where does this all come from? I mean, it was almost like Taylor Swift kind of swag. It's like something very special exists there, and that doesn't mean that I admire it. It's just like it's real.
It's one of those kind of things where he has celebrity status. Like Kamala Harris has had to go out and have all these celebrities get on with her, Beyonce in Texas and Bruce Springsteen and all this stuff. So she has to go find celebrities. Trump is a celebrity. And one of the big things that really has shown this is the way his merchandise sells. Everybody wants it. As a matter of fact, the Lincoln County Republican Central Committee has pretty much funded everything they do just by selling Trump swag.
Wow. Wow.
The shirts, the bumper stickers, the hats. I mean, they sell it, and they sell it in such huge numbers. It just keeps funding everything.
I am not so much interested in him being a celebrity. I just like his ideas and what he's going to do. And since she doesn't have any and has no identity, I find that, and I'm not alone, of course, to be frightening. But if you have Trump, if you're scared of Trump and you watch that Joe Rogan, I think that really would help.
Yeah. And he definitely has a celebrity appeal because he was a celebrity before he was president. We are going to talk to another celebrity, do a little sports talk with Frank Cusimano from KSDK News Channel 5 on the other side. It's Mike Elaman for Mark Reardon today on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.